CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A day after Donald Trump scored a sweeping victory in the race for the White House, President Biden is getting ready to address the nation from the Rose Garden. Correspondent Matt Piper.
It will be the president's first appearance on camera in the aftermath of Donald Trump's victory over his vice president, Kamala Harris. In his statement, Biden said of Harris, in part, under extraordinary circumstances, she stepped up and led a historic campaign.
Mr. Trump will have decisions to make on pardons for January 6th rioters.
President-elect Trump promised to pardon some of the rioters charged with crimes in connection to the attack on the Capitol. But some of the rioters, like Christopher Carnell, are already trying for the pardon. Just hours after Trump was declared the winner, he asked a judge to delay his hearing so lawyers could contact the presidential transition team. His request was denied, but it's expected more rioters will try now that Trump has won a second term. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's congratulated the president-elect. CBS's MTS Tyab from Koretz, Ukraine.
After speaking over the phone, Zelensky tweeted they had agreed to advance cooperation. Now, on the campaign trail, Mr. Trump repeatedly vowed to end Russia's nearly three-year war on Ukraine within, quote, 24 hours, but hasn't said how.
Firefighters north of Los Angeles have been struggling to contain the fast-moving flames of a wildfire that's destroyed dozens of homes in Ventura County. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson says the weather won't provide much help today.
Most of the wind gusts you'll be seeing, particularly in Southern California, is in the 60 to 70 miles an hour range, but that's the kind of wind that can fuel extreme fire behavior.
The National Weather Service has issued a red flag alert through Friday. School kids in Philadelphia may have a difficult time getting to classes tomorrow. 5,300 SEPTA workers who operate bus, metro, and trolley services are threatening to strike.
I take SEPTA to and from school every day. Multiple trains, buses, trolleys. I don't think I'm going to be able to go to school if, like, it does happen.
Transport workers say they'll walk out if they don't have a contract they like by midnight. A dry town in New Jersey is ready to pop champagne for the first time in 120 years. Lawmakers in Haddon Heights have voted to repeal their more than century-old alcohol ban. Mayor Zachary Hauck says it'll be a boost for business.
There's an opportunity to bring a whole new customer base to our downtown. The little shops, they're going to stand to benefit because you create an influx of foot traffic to our downtown community.
He and the city council still need to draft and pass legislation. Dow up 47 ahead of the Fed's announcement on interest rates. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County saw mixed results in school referendums, with Waterford and Raymond rejecting proposals while Union Grove approved one. Waterford's $12 million operational referendum was rejected for the second time this year. Union Grove voters approved a $35 million referendum for their high school. Downtown Racine will host a holiday parade and tree lighting event Saturday. The parade starts at 5:30 from the State Street Bridge, going down Main to 6th. A small plane crashed into a field near East Troy yesterday, close to I-43 and Highway 20. Details about the pilot's status and the cause of the crash are still unknown. Mount Pleasant saw an impressive 94% voter turnout in Tuesday's election. The village recorded over 7,000 in-person absentee voters. 75% of voters in Racine and Kenosha counties approved the constitutional amendment. That was an effort aimed at only allowing U.S. citizens to vote in Wisconsin elections. And Kenosha County launched a new housing task force yesterday to address local housing challenges. The initiative is bringing together developers, municipal leaders, nonprofit organizations, and community experts to collaborate on housing solutions. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Bucks and the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the Utah Jazz face off tonight in Milwaukee. Both teams struggling with 1-6 records. Is there pressure to finally snap this 6-game losing streak? Doc Rivers.
No, this is a positive group. Like, we believe we're a really good basketball team that has played poorly. You know, last two games, you can say we played well and lost the games.
The Boys and Girls State High School Volleyball Tournament is underway in Green Bay. The boys' final for the state title is tomorrow night at 7:30, Saturday night for the girls. NFL linebacker Preston Smith on why the Packers traded him to the Steelers.
To be honest, a few weeks ago, I requested a trade. I didn't feel like I was being useful in the system, and it wasn't catering to my play style. And moving forward, like, I wasn't surprised when I got the call. It's like, you know, I got what I asked for, and I'm at a great place with some great teammates, and, you know, I'm excited for the new start, and I'm excited for the rest of this journey for this season.
That's Steelers linebacker Preston Smith with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight clear with a low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow sunshine 58 by Saturday. Some sun in the morning, then becoming cloudy in the afternoon with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 46.
And we listen. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN with the Beatles.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. Smile, she
Radio Park to Sturdivant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Racine and Kenosha's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Don't mess around with Jim. You don't pull the cape off a superhero. Oh, never mind. And but where would he dress now? You know, when you listen to that song, and the song is so timeless. I mean, it's just fun song to sing. You know, my grandkids know that song. It's universal from the 70s all the way to now. People know Jim Croce and they know that song. But now, where the heck, just being my stupid mind and all, but he doesn't have a telephone booth to change it anymore. Now, what does Superman do? I mean, really, even with special effects, there's no phone booths anymore. How do you explain that to kids nowadays? Unless, of course, you're in Britain, because they still need their phone booths, you know, because of Doctor Who and all. So today's artist of record will be Johnny Rivers. And I wanted to make it really easy. A song that everybody knows, even if they don't really know Johnny Rivers, they know the Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu. That we know for obvious reasons. We're all coming down with the Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu. So today, when you hear that song before 1:30, be my fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN and win Johnny Rivers' album. He has so many hits. Mountain of Love, Summer Rain, Poor Side of Town, and even Super Agent Man. So, which I might just play too, just for the fun of it. Get all these songs played for you today. But when you hear that, you'll win the album courtesy of Time and Again, Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And they are right down the street from the school antique mall. So check that out on Durant Avenue in Sturtevant and say hi to Ray when you're in there.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheatre.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Lita, Jorge, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
Floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. The Personal Touch by Julie, Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. Whether you're honoring a veteran or brightening someone's day, show your gratitude with a stunning handcrafted floral arrangement delivered with care rooted in family tradition. They're a great way to say thank you. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 floral gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
This song, Little Willie from the glam band. Sweet. No, that's the name of this band, was Sweet. His oldest writing on WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah. Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing. Gonna sit on the dock of the bay,
watching the tide roll away. Ooh. I'm sitting on a darker bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
In the misty morning fog with our hearts a-thumping and you, a brown-eyed girl. Radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 la. You have grown, cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing, sha la 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 la.
Van Morrison right here on WRJN. And for 97 years now, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. And for 50 some of those years, Paul Harvey news. And then, of course, in the 80s, he started The Rest of the Story, which we have brought back. I would love to hear some of the news stories that he had, like maybe something from the archives. But for now, and The Rest of the Story with his family's blessings. We do it at 7:25 on Don Rosen Show. And today at 12:05, The Rest of the Story. And it's always an old Henry ending, isn't it? Right here, you'll hear it on WRJN as we join now with news and Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County saw mixed results in school referendums. Waterford and Raymond said no, while Union Grove said yes. The Waterford School District's $12 million operational referendum was rejected for the second time this year, potentially leading to cuts in staff and programs. Union Grove voters approved a $35 million referendum for their high school, paving the way for enhanced security, improved traffic safety, and expanded vocational learning opportunities. For more about referendums statewide, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Koska.
All across Wisconsin, school referendum questions were on the ballot, with over one quarter of districts asking to go over their local tax levies. Over one quarter of districts asked a total of 138 questions for a total of over $4.2 billion to pay for operations and facilities. The majority of these ballot measures passed, highlighted by Madison passing two questions for a total of $607 million.
A small plane crashed into a field near East Troy yesterday. It happened near I-43 and Highway 20 with not a lot known yet about what happened. We're working on learning more about the status of the pilot and what caused the plane to come down. Despite facing new maps, Wisconsin Republicans managed to maintain their legislative majorities. Racine County Representative and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who fended off two opponents, said his party will continue to set the agenda in Madison. Voss downplayed Republican losses under the new district maps drawn by Governor Evers. He instead highlighted that voters ultimately chose a Republican majority. Voss dismissed Democratic gains, saying that was a product of, quote, gerrymandered maps. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Happy high pressure system settles in today, giving us abundant sunshine and highs climbing to the mid 50s. Clear skies tonight, we fall to the mid 30s, and for tomorrow, a ton of sunshine and warmer. We rise to highs near 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 48.
the Spinners. I'll be around on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits like this one, one that you hear and you go, gosh, I remember that song, but I wish I remembered who did it. A one-hit wonder makes it a little harder to remember, but this is Brenton Wood. Give me a little sign.
If you do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, just show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. Feeling down, wearing a frown, you'll be there when I look around. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
Timeless Hits right here on WRJN and local news in particular. With me right now is Stuart J. Waddles and a story that's developing.
Yeah, there's a hold at several Kenosha schools. I think K-Tech is one of them. The issue started at Roosevelt Elementary. Kenosha police posted online about 30 minutes ago. They had somebody suspicious on their grounds. They've got a photo of him online, and they're kind of scouring for him. And whatever reason that they have in their search, they're asking other schools in the area to go on a hold. Yeah. Which means they kind of, you know, just kind of take precautions and look out. But if people are online, they can go to the Kenosha Police Department social media page. They have a picture of this fellow that they're looking for. Again, a community alert out of Kenosha this morning.
Well, you know what? I really appreciate that because nowadays you can't be too careful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Stuart, you'll update us as the story develops?
Oh, certainly.
All right. Thank you so much, Stuart. Stuart J. Waddles, local news right here on WRJN with the Monkees.
Reservation, don't be slow. No, 'cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation. Take the last train to Cottsville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. No, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, 'cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
WRJN. Let's train to Clarksville, the Monkees. I'm Cindy Huber. Not that this means anything. There won't be a quiz on this later. Trust me. Don Rosen, who does 6 to 9s here on WRJN. One of my favorite things he does every Friday is bring in Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. They talk about movie news and this weekend's new movie releases. And Don, by the way, went to see a really cool Godzilla movie. And yes, Godzilla is cool still to this day, just like many of our eclectic pieces of music. Godzilla never goes out of style, in particular in Japan. Oh, they're big Godzilla lovers. They have to be. They live with them, for heaven's sakes. But anyway, he saw a black and white Godzilla movie that he's going to be telling you about. But you're going to find all the new movies coming out and even some vintage movies that come out as well from Marcus Theater. So Brett Hoffman tomorrow on Don Rosen's show. Don Rosen from 6 to 9 right here on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Badgers.
Sweet Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
It's all right. It's all goodbye now. Goodbye, girl.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet-talking ladies man, and you love your loving. Not like you love your
Mitchell put out a box set of her hits called the Asylum Albums, 1972 to 1975. Man, I recommend you check it out. Even call Ray at Time and Again Record Store. See if he has that. That's totally worth the money because she really had some awesome, awesome hits. We got Stuart J. Waddles with local news coming up. Oh, yeah. Mike Clemens with sports and weather. I'll just minutes away on WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. President Biden has already released his written statement on the election results. He's about to speak about it at the White House. CBS's Stacey Lynn in Washington.
During his remarks from the Rose Garden, the president's expected to discuss the results of the election. He spoke by phone with President-elect Trump yesterday and congratulated him on his victory. He also expressed his commitment to ensuring a smooth transition, which he'll also address in his speech today.
The Trump transition team has started its work at Mar-a-Lago. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is in West Palm Beach.
This team is being led by Linda McMahon, the former CEO of WWE Wrestling. She was also a member of